I pray that we come before God today in truth so the Lord can meet each one of us at the point of our needs. So let's cover all we need as we're led by the Spirit of the Lord today. See, when the Lord first started talking to me about the difference between what I need and what I wanted, I thought there was no difference in the two. I thought what I wanted is what I needed. I sought my desires as if they were needs that I needed to take before the Lord, and He satisfied everything that I was desiring, everything that was inside of me. And many times what I wanted did not come to pass. And I struggled in understanding why my prayers were not being answered. See, many of us masquerade our wants as needs, but the Lord knows the difference. What I want sometimes so badly, I allow it to overtake me to the point that I feel as if I'm suffering. But in reality, I'm not suffering. I just wanted something more than I wanted anything else. And unfortunately, that's not how God operates. See, from the day the Lord created mankind, He has been watching to see if our ways would change. We turn in our times of need. Lord said there is no dark space. There's no deep shadows where evildoers can hide. The Lord says there's no further need to examine man, for they have and they will be judged. Sometimes things can get very difficult. So we look to where our help comes from. We look to the left and we look to the right to understand who's concerned about us. We feel there is no refuge we can turn to take refuge in. We feel there's no one who cares about our life. There are many warnings in God's word that teaches us that we cannot meet our own needs. We cannot lean on our own understanding. In all our ways, we have to acknowledge God and not ourselves. We cannot be wise in our own eyes. We must look to the Lord for our needs to be met. We cannot allow pride to enter into our heart. We cannot say that I'm in control of my life, setting my hearts on whatever I want. We forget that we are just human. We're not God. We cannot think that wisdom comes from within us. See, we cannot believe everything we need is contained in us. Not only do we think all we need is in us, we believe we can judge others. We do not think we need God's mercy and grace. We do not think we need God's forgiveness. And though we are mere human, we cannot believe how we treat others will not come back on us. We do not believe God is going to judge us. We believe all we need is contained within our own abilities and skills. See, if we want to properly establish our faith in God, then we need to come to the understanding that there's nothing good in us, in our sinful nature. We need Jesus to be alive in us. We need the Holy Spirit to be at work in us. Go with me to Romans chapter 7, verses 18 to 20. See, many who believe in God still look within themselves to meet their own needs. See, but there's nothing good in us. It was a struggle for me to understand this. See, because I thought there was something good in me until the Lord examined my heart and gave me understanding. And then I come to understand there's nothing good in me but Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 7, verses 18 to 20 says, I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desires to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For what I do is not the good I want to do. It's the evil that I do not want to do. And this I keep on doing. Now if I do what is I do not want to do, it's no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. See, for us to establish our faith correctly in God, we need to lean not to our own understanding, but get an understanding like that of the Apostle Paul. He said, I know what it means to be in need, what it is to have plenty. Paul said he learned the secret to being content in any and every situation. And we need to learn what it means to be in need and where our hope and help comes from every situation we get into. We can do everything through him who gives us strength and who meets us at the point of our need. This is not an easy lesson to learn. See, many are hard of hearing and hard of understanding. It's hard to explain because many of us are slow to learn. And though we have accepted Christ Jesus and should be teachers, we need someone to teach us the elementary truth about God again so our faith is established correctly in God. See, many of us still need milk and not solid food because we believe we do not need God in our lives. We believe God has empowered us just because we came down to the altar. We don't think we need to grow in Christ Jesus. We don't think we need to be transformed anymore. Can I be the kind of person God's word speaks about who says, I am rich and I acquired wealth and do not need anything? The Lord says we do not realize that we are still wretched, pitiful, blind, poor, and naked. See, we need the counsel of God so we can come to buy that which is refined by fire, so we become rich in the Lord, knowing that God is the one who meets our needs. See, many times our need gets ahead of our faith. When this happens, we start to misuse the name of the Lord because our needs seem so pressing to us. See, our faith becomes weak because we cannot wait on the movement of God in our lives. We must satisfy our need now. We must satisfy our desires now. We must overcome what we want now. We can't wait on the Lord. See, but God already knows what we need and what is the real problem. See, are we really in need or do we perceive our desires and wants as needs? See, this is what you and I got to get an understanding today about what it means to be in need, for that God can see the needs of his people. See, when God is all we need, we'll handle things just a little bit different. See, we're not greedy. We walk in the favor of God. We're willing to share with others, to bless others, because God has been generous to us and we have all that we need now. See, if our faith is right, the Lord will always meet us at the point of our need. See, when God is all we need, we'll be able to stand firm and see the deliverance of the Lord in our lives. We won't be looking for breakthroughs. See, no matter what the trouble or sickness, no matter the need, it will be done because he is faithful and he will not forsake us. The Lord will fight for us. All we do and all we need to do is to be faithful and stand still and see the promises of God moving in our lives. See, in the time of famine, the Lord will ransom us from death. In a time of battle, the Lord will restore our strength. He will protect us from those who lash out at us. All we need to do is understand who God is. We don't have to fear their words. We don't have to fear what they could do to us. All we need to understand is that God is my provider. God meets me at the point of my needs every day of my life because I have faith in the Lord. I believe and trust in God. In the day of the Lord, we will laugh at destruction and famine. We have no fear of the beast of the earth, those who come against us. We have faith and trust in God. Our faith is correctly established in Christ Jesus. See, when we seek the Lord to meet our needs, we have to understand what the Lord requires of us. He's not in the need of things from anything from this world. He knows every bird, every creature, all the land is his. The Lord says, if I were hungry, I would not tell you. But the world is mine and all that is in it. See, the only thing we can give to the Lord is ourselves, and he would gladly accept us in. We are in need. We can call on the Lord with our faith intact. Ask the Lord not to hold our sins against us, to come quickly, Lord, and meet us at the point of our needs when we are in desperate need, Lord. Help us, Lord, for the glory of your name. Deliver us, Lord, and forgive us, Lord, for our sins for your name's sake. We come into God to get help with our desires and wants is different than coming to God when we are in need. We feel the cords of death entangling us, when the angles of the grave are on us, when we are overcome with trouble and sorrow, that is when we are truly in need. That is when we can call on the name of the Lord to save us. See, that is when the Lord will be gracious, compassionate, and protect us, because we are truly in need, Lord. We come with a simple heart, seeking the Lord in our great need to save us. See, when we're in need, there's no need to do religious things, trying to get God to pay attention to us through our traditions and our practices. We don't need to keep babbling before God. Our faith is in the Lord. We cannot be like those who seek the Lord through religion. God the Father knows what we need before we ask him. And we must show faith in the Lord in our time of need. See, God knows what we need. He knows how to meet us at the point of our need. The Lord says, do not worry. Do not run after things that you desire and want. The Lord knows what you need. He knows the right time to give it to you. He's a right time God. He's a on time God. He knows what you and I need. You and I got to have faith in this. That God will, he is faithful. He will deliver us from the times that we need to be delivered from. Go with me to Matthew chapter 6, verses 30 to 32. See, God is able. God is able to meet us at the point of our needs. God knows how to save. He knows how to rescue those who have faith in him and his son. Matthew chapter 6, verses 30 to 32 says, for that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire. Will he not much clothe you more? Oh, you of little faith. So do not worry, saying, what shall I eat and what should I drink and what should I wear? For the pagans run after such things. And your heavenly Father knows what you need. He knows how to meet you at your need. You and I have to understand, God is looking. God is looking for those who cry out to him, who walk in faith, who stand by his word, who's in his son Christ Jesus. None of us will be in need, because God is able. He gives us what we need in our heart to survive. See, God is not in need of our money. But you being faithful should show how much you are willing to help God's church and people. See, God loves a giver. He's able to make all grace abound so that in all things, at all times, happen, all that we need will abound in God's work and in good work through God. See, God will meet us at our need so we can be glad and help others in their time of need. See, God does everything so we'll know that he is faithful and that he is showing us grace. See, as long as we do not continue living as a friend of this world, God will show up in the time of our need. See, scripture says he gives us more grace. God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. So let us live a life that when God looks down and see our tears, when we're in trouble and suffering, when our prayers goes up, the Lord will show favor and meet us at the point of our needs, at the hour of our need. God sent his son into the world so we can come to have faith in him. And Christ has given power and authority to meet God's people at their need. And Christ said, it is not the healthy who needs a doctor, but the sick. The Lord said, I desire mercy, not sacrifices. Come not to call the righteous, but sinners. See, Christ Jesus came to help those who are in need of salvation. He came to help you and I. All we need is in Christ Jesus. We must draw near to God so he will draw near to us. Christ knows us. He does not need a testimony from someone else here, but he knows what's in us. And when you and I come to the Lord, we must come in truth. The Lord sees us as we not as we pretend to be. When you and I are in need, the only way for us to be delivered is by us coming to the Lord in truth, so the Lord will move in our lives. All have sinned. All have fallen short of God's glory. What we need is not found in us. What we need is the Lord. We need God's grace so we will be justified by grace, so we're redeemed by the blood of Christ Jesus. We need the righteousness of God that comes through us having faith in his son, Christ Jesus. See, if we want to experience victory over death, if we want to experience freedom from sin, then we need Jesus. We need to be able to stand firm in the Lord, saying, so nothing will move us, so all our needs are met, so we experience the full work of God in our lives, so our labor is not in vain. We all have work to justify ourselves to others. We promote ourselves above others. We try to justify ourselves by coming to know God's word, having the ability to recite many scriptures, but we cannot be justified before God this way. We need Jesus. We need to have faith in Christ Jesus for us to be justified by God. See, if we want to experience the presence of God, then we need Christ Jesus to be alive and working in our lives. If we want to pass through judgment without suffering from loss, then we need Christ Jesus at work in our lives. If we're called to preach God's word, then we need Jesus to be talking to us through the Holy Spirit to teach us God's word so we'll stay with the word of God. Go with me to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 2. We can do nothing without Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the light. He is the one that meets us at our knees. It is Christ Jesus. God the Father has placed him in place to give us all that we need so we come to know God more and more in our lives. So God would be the perfect example through Christ Jesus of who we are and who we should be. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 1 to 2 says, in presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in the view of his appearing in his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience. Carefully instruct those. See, that's when you and I can help meet the needs of others, because we do the work of Christ Jesus. We don't speak our own words. We speak the words of God. Just like Christ didn't speak his own words, he spoke the words of the Father. See, if we're going to be an instrument of God, if we're going to be an instrument of Christ Jesus, then we have to do as God done. We have to do as Christ done. You and I have to be a follower of Christ Jesus. So he not only meets our needs, he meets the needs of those who are calling out to God. All we need is in Jesus. Nothing for the Father comes through anyone else. Christ Jesus is a high priest able to sympathize with our weakness. He's able to save us from temptation. We need Jesus. So if we want desire to approach the throne of God, we need Jesus. If we want to receive mercy and grace and help in our times of need, then we need Jesus. There's no one else who could take away our sins. There's no one else who can make us clean before God. We need a high priest who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens. Christ Jesus is the person you and I need. Christ Jesus sacrificed himself for our sins. He offered up his life for our sins. There's no one else you and I need. We need Jesus. It's all we need. So Christ is the one who can save you. He's the one who can heal. He's the one who can help us get past our sins. He's the one that can help us pass over from death to life. We need Jesus. We need the Lord in our lives. We cannot turn back and try to satisfy our own needs. We need to remain in Christ. We need to persevere doing the will of God so we can receive what has been promised by God. There are many who are in need. There are many who confess being in need when having strong desires and wants. But let's make this simple. If you and I are not suffering, if we're not being oppressed, if we're not overtaken with sickness, we are not struggling, we have all the basic needs that we need to live and have life and get up out of our bed and go to work and eat and feed our children and feed our families and pay our bills, then you and I are not in need. God has already met you at your point of need. And now it's time for you to give God glory, to give God thanks and grow in faith and align your desires and your wants in line with God's will. And then God will then continue to bless us past the point of our needs. He'll start blessing in our desires because our desires is aligned with his word. See, he'll start blessing our wants because our wants is in line with his ways. We need Jesus, who has divine power, can give us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who calls us by his glory and goodness. We need Jesus so we can participate in divine nature and escape the corruption of this world caused by sinful desires and wants. Praise God. He's made a way through Christ for all our needs to be met and align our desires with his will. Praise the Lord. Christ took his seat beside God at the right hand of God, interceding for all who call and come to know him. You and I will not remain in need. You and I got to watch over ourselves and watch over our desires and make sure that we don't get into things that cause us to be in need. But God knows how to save a humble soul. God knows how to save a faithful child of God. Thank you, Jesus. Each one of us, during the course of this life, has hit a point where we become in need. We may have fallen into what we need in a relationship. We have needs in our relationship, Lord. We may have fallen into financial need, Lord. We might have fallen into health need. We might have fallen into emotional need, Lord. We might be in spiritual need today. But there's no need that Christ Jesus cannot resolve. We must be clear when we come to the Lord. Are we really in need? Are we just desiring for our wants and desires to be handled by God? See, God will always grant the needs of those who are suffering and call on his name. The Lord will grant our desires if it's in line with his will. He's here to help us. Christ Jesus said, I've come to help you. I come to give you salvation, but you must receive it. But we have to understand, are we really in need? Is your body in a point of need today? See, God can help you. See, Jesus, oh Lord. See, is your mind, is it in a point of need today? See, Jesus can help us with our thoughts, Lord Jesus. Is our spirit in line with God's will? Are we in need? Is our spirit suffering from the desires and pleasures of this world? Help us, Lord, with our needs inside of our body, inside of us, God. Are we just delighting in sin? Lord, we got a need. We can't break free, God. Our spirit is just entangled with this world, Lord Jesus. We're in need, Lord. We're suffering. There's not enough food on some tables, God. There's not enough money in the bank, God. But God, you not only help us with our need, you teach us, God, how to manage us, what you bless us with correctly, God, so we're not always in need. You bring us out of need, Lord Jesus. You said you, by the power of God, you rescue us from the needs of our bodies and minds and spirits. You rescue us, God, from the needs of our family and our children. You are a faithful God. But let us not masquerade our desires and wants as needs. Let us manage the things of God correctly so we're not always in need. God has brought you out. God has delivered you and I from the point of our needs, and we need to walk and be thankful to God and not turn back, not put our hand to the plow to continue to indulge in things that causes us to be in need. But let us grow. Let us establish our faith in the Lord. Let us continue to grow in the Lord Jesus. So he moves from satisfying our needs to helping us get our desires and wants in line with God's. And then God will then satisfy our desires and wants. And see, then God will change us. And we start helping others to understand how to bring their needs to Christ Jesus, getting their needs satisfied. And then God will work with them as we walk with them to understand how their desires and wants need to change to be in line with God's will. And from that, God will start blessing their desires and wants, because it's in line with God's desire and will, and therefore they will then start blessing other people, and we'll all come together in Christ Jesus. All we need is you, Lord. All we need is Jesus. You don't need nobody else. You don't need nobody. God wants to teach us about how to overcome everything in this world. And he will bless us to overcome every need we have. All we need is Jesus. May God bless you and guide you with this message today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.